Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A Russian passenger plane crashed Saturday in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, killing all 224 on board. Edward Uranian reporting that the plane went less than a half hour after leaving Egypt on its way back to Russia.
The Airbus 321, belonging to the Russian carrier Kogalymavia Air, known as Metrojet, had lifted off from the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh and reached cruising altitude on its course for St. Petersburg, Russia's second largest city, when it disappeared from radar. Al Arabiya TV reported there were no survivors and said the Russian plane broke into pieces when it crashed. Witnesses told Egypt's On TV that the rear half of the jet's fuselage caught fire on impact and burned. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The medical charity Doctors Without Borders says at least 70 people were killed in an airstrike and shelling on a crowded rebel-held neighborhood near the Syrian capital. That group, known by its French acronym MSF, said Saturday the attack on a marketplace in the Douma neighborhood near Damascus wounded another 550 people. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he welcomes international talks on Syria, but said they should not be hung up on over what should happen to President Bashar al-Assad. Mr. Ban said he's encouraged that the participants in Friday's talks in Vienna reached a mutual understanding on key issues, including the need to speed up diplomacy to end the fighting in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Vienna. He says the decision to send U.S. forces announced on Friday to Syria does not mean the U.S. is entering Syria's civil war. This is VOA News.